Hey, what's up? It's Jose Mangan from SiriusXM, and you are listening to Talk To Me. Yeah.
Well, Wendy Dio, once again, thank you for taking the time today and coming back on to Talk To Me.
Thank you so much for having us.
We are waiting on Steven Adler for to pop on whenever he gets on. So once he gets on, we'll add him into the equation here. But just getting into it, you know, you came on for the Riot for Ronnie back when that happened. How did that event go off?
It went off very, very well, and I think we made about $50,000 towards cancer research and education. We presented Dr. Wong from UCLA $25,000. For his continued research into, he's doing a research into mouth with a mouth swabbing instead of the usual way they take a test for men. So men will be very happy about that. So it'll be an oral test with a swab in the mouth, and we're very excited about that. We're hoping this test will become fruition in 2019.
And with
and
the
it's for it's for colon cancer, stomach cancer, prostate, and pancreatic cancers.
Okay, and then every dollar you raise, 100% of that dollar goes towards the fund, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We have no administration fees whatsoever. I have a board of 14 wonderful people, all Ronnie's friends for many, many years. And we have no administration costs whatsoever. Every penny goes to research and education. We all volunteer, and I have a great, great board. I have two attorneys on the board. I have an accountant on the board. I have people that own lighting companies, staging companies, sound companies, other managers. And it's great, and we put on things and with no cost to anyone, which is great.
That's amazing. Yeah, the so this is the third annual Bowling for Ronnie or Bowl for Ronnie. What made you want to put on a bowling event in the name of Ronnie?
Well, Ronnie actually got an award from TJ Martell in 1986 for a bowling tournament that they did. And when it was Ronnie's fifth anniversary of his passing, we did the memorial up at Forest Lawn, and we found that people were coming in from Sweden, from Europe, from back east, from everywhere. And we thought, well, maybe we should put some other entertainment on for them and raise more money while they're here. So we put the bowling in the night before, which was something for them to do, and we had a ride. So we thought, oh, and we just thought they were going to be a one-off, but they were so successful and everybody loved them that we thought, well, we'll just turn it into an annual bowling event with celebrities bowling, and now it's turned into a lot of fun to raise money for a good cause. And now we have Eddie Trunk is going to be hosting his team, which I think has got Sebastian Bach and Doug Aldridge and a lot of other celebrities that he's keeping under his hat. And we have an auction that's up right now where you can bid on being one of the bowlers on his celebrity team. We also have one from KLOS, which is the same thing, where they have their bowlers and you can be a bowler on their celebrity team. So it should be a lot of fun. We have we have trophies for the best winners, and we have a trophy also for the overall score. So you don't have to be on a celebrity team. You can be on a regular team and just win the overall score trophy, which we've now named the Dean Schachtel Award after our friend that passed away.
Yeah, I spoke with Eddie Trunk over the weekend at a festival here in Louisville, and actually interviewed him for this. Your interview and his interview will be together for the event. And he seems like he's very competitive. Eddie Trunk looks like he's out to win this thing.
Oh, he's definitely competitive. They won it last year, but you know what? We have a lot of other celebrity teams that got some really good bowlers on them. I think they're going to give him a run for his money this year. And he's always been a fantastic supporter of our cause. He's always there for us, and he's done a lot to keep not just Ronnie's memory and music alive, but also to keep the heavy metal and rock music alive.
And was Ronnie into bowling at all, or is this just something out of the blue for you guys to do for him?
No, he won the award. He was a very good bowler.
Okay.
I think a lot of people that come from upstate New York are really good bowlers. because they have long winters and they bowl. They're some really good. Mark Ferrari is a great bowler, and so is Ronnie's cousin. They'll both be bowling. Ronnie's cousin David Rock Feinstein, who was in Elf with Ronnie and in the Rods, and he's going to bowl again. And I think he came in second last year, and I think Mark came in first. So there's a lot of good bowlers.
The bidding on getting on the teams for Team KLOS and Team Eddie Trunk end Wednesday, 6:30 Pacific time. So I'll try to get this interview up beforehand so people get a chance to head over there and actually bowl with the wonderful Eddie Trunk and the fine folks over there at KLOS. Kind of going down the list of your celebrity bowlers. You've got everybody from people from Lizzie Borden to Calico Cooper. That's Alice's daughter. Mickey D. You got Phil Demmel, Machine Head. A lot of great people going out to this thing.
Oh yeah, Jeff Scott Soto. We've got Fred Curry from Cinderella. We got the boys from Black Star Riders. We got everybody. I mean, musicians are always so wonderful. They give their time and their talent, and for Ronnie's memory, and to keep music alive and to raise money. And they've always been such fantastic supporters of ours, and we are so proud of all of them.
I see that Ahmet Zappa is on the list here. Did the Zappa family reach out to you? Because obviously they've announced that they're going to do a Frank Zappa hologram, and you are the aficionado for the holograms these days.
Yes, that. But also, I was a very, very good friend of Gail Zappa. Their mother was a very good friend of mine, so I've known those boys since they were kids. And we were very proud to have Ahmet bowling for us. And also, he's talking about doing the Frank Zappa hologram, which I think will be fabulous too. It'll be done very avant-garde, as Frank always was. And Frank and Ronnie were good friends.
Was that something, did they actually reach out to you and say at all about how that works for you guys, or any of the logistics, or did they just go straight to the company?
No, they went through me and asked me what I thought of the company, and I introduced them to Jeff. Jeff Posada from iIllusion, and they got together, and it went from there.
All right, and then one of the initial lists had Bill Burr on here on the list. Is he doing the bowling this year or no?
I don't think he's. I think he has another engagement. He wanted to come, and I think he's an engagement and couldn't make it.
Well, I'll ask you. Do you know Steven's relationship with Ronnie? Were they friends before all of this? Before he getting involved in the Ride for Ronnie and Bowl for Ronnie.
I'm not sure about that. I think they have met a few times, but Stephen is a great supporter of our cause. He's done a lot of stuff for us. He actually played for us on the Ride for Ronnie, and he's been very, very supportive, incredibly supportive.
Out of all of these celebrities that are coming, who have been the best bowlers over the years?
Oh, Mark Ferrari, for sure. Mark Ferrari is really a top bowler, hard to beat, and obviously Ronnie's... And Tom Morello brings his own bowling ball.
Yeah, that was actually Eddie. By the time people hear this, Eddie will have told you, but I believe he's still trying to get Tom Morello to be his secret weapon on his team this year.
Right, right. Yeah, he always has secret weapons that he doesn't let us know about until the last minute. we had Jack Black one year that came in, which was great, and Jack's a great supporter too. It's just unfortunate that he's off filming or doing something, and he's so in demand that it's very hard to get him pinned down, but he's a great supporter when he can be there. You never know who's going to pop in at the last minute. Like Mickey D is just popping in, and he's in town playing with the Scorpions, and we talked to him, and he said, yes, he'll be there for sure, which is great.
Okay, and let's get into a little bit of the pricing on this. If you just want to go and check it out, it's $50, and it's that includes pizza and general admission. And then if you want to bowl, are they still available to sign up to bowl?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And that's $75 a person with pizza and shoe rental, and that's what they get for that. And then you can also sponsor a lane, which is $19.95, which includes your logo, six bowlers, a VIP party pass, event shirt, shoes, pizza, and two drinks per person. And that's the other thing, on the celebrity auction for the celebrity bowling to bowl on their team, you also get to hang out in the VIP room with all the celebrities.
Yeah, $19.95 is $1,995, not just a super sale of $19.95.
Yeah, that's the corporate lane. We got a lot of corporate lane people that have sponsored us. Metal Blade is always there for us, which is fantastic. And Rick Sales is always there for us, and PRG and Clear Brothers and Upstaging. All these people are always there to support us and always buy lanes. So we've sold quite a lot of lanes, actually. I think we might have three left.
What's the have you seen like a heated any heated exchanges with anybody? Does it get a little? How competitive does this get?
Oh, it gets very competitive, very competitive. And we also have for the past person who has the lowest score, we also have the horse's ass trophy, which is a donkey with a bobblehead.
That's great.
So we try to make a bit of fun of it and everything. Yes, and everybody wants to go on to docancerfund.org. You can get lots more information on all the events that are coming up, including this bowler for Ronnie. And I have more exciting news. David Feinstein, Ronnie's cousin, who lives upstate New York, is now going. They have a committee, and they are now going to be the East Coast team for us for the Cancer Fund, and they will be raising money for us. And hopefully next year they will be doing bowling at the same time we are bowling. And they will also do a ride for Ronnie at the same time. So we'll have the East Coast and West Coast going, because we get so many people saying, oh, they wish they could come, but it's out in California. So now we're opening an East Coast branch.
That's amazing. And how much have you guys raised over the years for the Cancer Fund?
Over $2 million. And we've given about $400,000 or $500,000 to TJ Martell, which is for cancer, leukemia, and AIDS. We've also given, I think, $200,000 or $300,000 to MD Anderson, which was where Ronnie was in Houston, where Ronnie was treated. And now we're working. This will be with this last $25,000. It will be $100,000 we've given to UCLA for the medical research for Dr. Wong. So we support a lot of people. We've done a lot of things with it. We're very, very proud of my board, and also the wonderful people. If they just send a dollar in, it goes straight to the Cancer Fund. Rob Halford has been an amazing supporter. He auctioned off a jacket of his and gave us half the proceeds, and then he just had a birthday a few weeks ago and asked people to send in money for his birthday to stand up and shout, and we got over $2,000 from that, which is really amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, my father's a cancer survivor, colon cancer at that, I appreciate everything that you guys do. So anytime I can help out to spread the word for what you guys do, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, thank you so much. We try to concentrate mostly on men's cancers, because a lot of money has been spent on breast cancer, and it's come a long, long way. When we were talking to Nashville at Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. We gave them $100,000, and they had said that they didn't have any research money for stomach cancers, and they had, and so we, with our $100,000 seed money, someone else came in with $500,000, and then the government saw that they needed money for the research on stomach cancer, and they gave me $11 million. So
oh, wow.
Sometimes we can be our seed money to bring to light things that, you know, stomach cancers and gastric cancers. There's not a lot of money being spent on research. And we need that to bring that. Like in I think in Korea, it's they don't have hardly any stomach cancer deaths. They have survivors because they have all these checks. And that's the most important thing, is early detection saves lives. And that's what I really like to do. Women are really good about getting checked out. Men are not. And I think if you're over 50, please go and get checked.
I guess we'll jump to the actual hologram. I mean, you guys are taking that out on tour. Will we be seeing that in the States anytime soon? Is there any plans for that?
Well, hopefully if it goes well this time with these European dates, we're doing Norway and a couple of dates in Germany, the UK, Spain, I think in Poland. And we've got offers to do South America and Mexico in February. And now we're getting offers in to do Canada and US for 2018. So maybe in the summer of next year. Is that Stephen on there?
$1,300.
There he is.
There you are, Stephen. We've been waiting for you.
How are you?
We're
so
all
sorry.
Good.
I got like a $1,300 cell phone that I could barely even use. I could talk to people on the moon, but I can't talk to people down the street. How are you guys?
We're good. We're waiting for you to come bowling with us. We're very excited. All the fans are really waiting for you.
Oh, this is very exciting. I'm looking so forward to this Friday. You know, it's a shame, you know, what happened with Tom Petty passing away today. Because I had my brother, his friends and his daughter, and we were to come down for cancer, the Dio Fund, the foundation. Right? Now he's in heaven.
Yeah, that was very sad to hear that Tom Petty just passed away. It seems like just a couple hours ago. So that's a huge loss to our business.
Terrible news.
Yeah, that is a shame. I don't know what it was from. I hope it wasn't from cancer. Because if we can, I mean, Wendy's doing these bowling things, you know, the benefits for Ron James Dio Cancer Foundation. If just doing these little things could help cancer during my lifetime, it's totally worth it. And plus, it's so much fun. It's so exciting. I've done these a couple times. There's some big stars there. There's great music. There's great food. There's great bowling. There's great people. Plus, I'm giving out free hugs for everybody.
We'll definitely have to come down for the free hugs. Stephen, this is Josh Toomey with the Talk To Me podcast. Thanks for coming on, man. I've asked you know, Wendy a ton of stuff, so I've just got a few things for you. You've helped out with this in the past, and you know, you've put together the All Star Jam in the past. You know, tell me a little bit about that.
What All Star Jam?
The one you put together for the ride for Ronnie.
Yes, it's everybody's working. I mean, it was great that I was able to get those great guys for the Dio concert. You know. It's hard getting good guys to, you know, I'll do anything again for Wendy and for Ronnie.
Stephen, what was your relationship like with Ronnie? Where did you know Ronnie well?
I didn't know him well, but obviously I was a great fan of his music, and I was inspired by him and looked up to him and loved the fact that he didn't do drugs, he didn't drink, and he just wanted to rock. He just wanted to stand up and shout. And that's just the kind of guy I am. I just want to stand up and rock and shout out loud.
Are you a good bowler, Stephen?
I am okay bowler. My mom, who's going to be on my team, she's sitting right next to me. Now, she's a great bowler. She's actually bowled a couple 300s in her day.
Wow. Yeah. maybe that's Eddie Trunk's secret weapon is going to be Stephen Adler's mom.
Hey, last year my team beat Eddie's team by 2 points.
Wow.
2 points.
You know, Mickey D's joining us now for bowling.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, the Scorpions on tour. That guy's lovely.
That's right. They're out here. Yep. So he's in tonight.
He got a great gig. But he's a great guy and a great drummer. He deserves that. But I'm glad he's going to be here.
So, Stephen, just real
Go
quick,
ahead.
real quick on a couple of other fronts. How are your drum chops up? Are you staying on top of the drums?
That's what I do. God gave me one job, and that was to practice every day. And my friend Fred Corey, about 3 weeks ago, he took me to Guitar Center, and he bought me. Well, I paid for it, but he got me into a metronome. So I've just been working with this metronome, and I'm getting new blisters, which is very cool because, you know, that means I'm doing something new and something right. And it just feels so good. I love playing. I feel like a naked 8-year-old kid running around the house naked in front of his parents and his parents' friends singing songs and dancing whenever I'm playing. Not a care in the world. Just joy.
So with Guns N' Roses going back out on a U.S. tour, will you be popping up at all anywhere?
You know what? I would love to. I love those guys, and it was great looking shows. And if they ever let me do it again, I would definitely jump at it. I would do it just to get a hug from them.
You're all about some hugs
I
today.
I love those. I'm so proud of being a part of that. You know, I might not be with them right now, but I'm just so proud that I was a part of the Guns N' Roses blood.
One last question for Steven, then we'll get back to the bowling. But, you know, with your chops being up, with you being out there, kind of being a free agent, do you get calls to join bands, to kind of to put bands together?
Well, actually, tomorrow night I'm doing a little benefit for my friend Chuck Wright over at the Whiskey. I don't know what kind of benefit it is. I don't know if it's just a GNR night or what, but I'm going to go down there and play You Could Be Mine at that golf bitch. But every time I go out and play, I always play the same songs. I figure I want to play some songs that I haven't played. One, I haven't played You Could Be Mine in America. Two, I haven't played Back Off Bitch in 1986 and at the club at the Whiskey.
That's amazing. Well, I hope you get back out there this summer. Guns N' Roses will be here in my neck of the woods coming up soon. So hopefully I'll see you jump up on stage with them. And, you know, Wendy, let's get back to the Cancer Dio Fund and the bowl for Ronnie. The last thing, where can people find tickets for this?
Oh, at DioCancerFund.org. That's DioCancerFund.org. You can find out where to buy tickets and to purchase tickets and last minute people can actually get them at the door if they're left. Any left.
Yeah, it's at Jerry's Deli on Ventura Boulevard in between Coldwater and Wasted. We'll be hanging out. Everybody come by and say hi. Get their free hug.
And yeah, Stephen will be Stephen will be handing out free hugs. Like I said, $50 to get in. That includes pizza and general admission. $75 is a shoe rental, pizza, and bowling from 6:30 to 9. Wendy Dio, Stephen Adler, thank you so much, and good luck with your event this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for your continued support. We really appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Stephen, always.
I love you, darling.
I'm waiting for your hug. I'm waiting for your hug.
I can't wait to give it to you. I love you. Thanks,
guys. Take care.
Have a great day, guys. I'll see you Sunday, Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sister in a Sunday dress. She's out to please, she pounds her best. She's on the tape, no need to try. She's ready to make. It's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please them, baby. It's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me. Cars are crashing every night. I drink and drive, everything's in sight. I make the fire, but I miss the firefight. I hit the bullseye every night. Now it's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me, baby. Yeah, it's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me.
So easy, nothing seems to please me. It all feels so right when I fade into
so cool. Why don't you just fuck off? You get nothing for nothing if that's what you do. Turn around, bitch, I gotta.